Well, good morning. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeehaw.
Here's the good news.
And a Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News. The shortest stories for the longest
long
day.
Long.
Welcome to our
long time
worldwide audience. Screaming on Hank Facebook Live in a very illuminated studio yet again this morning.
So you can see the blonde.
One of the stories of the week that kind of snuck its way through is Willie Nelson no longer smokes, you know what, the patron saint of that particular pastime, said in a Forbes interview, because that's what Forbes is covering these days. I mean, with the economy like this, why not? Willie was asked, how do you stay fresh out there on the road? And he says, quote, I can't smoke anymore. My lungs have already said, don't do that. So I don't do anything now except I'm in the edible world. So Willie's 92. He's got his big Willie Nelson. It's not the July 4th picnic necessarily, but he's there on the Dallas side of Dos Equis. He's on the 5th. So that's coming up on the way. Bob Dylan will be there as well. And in other Willie news, he's hinted that a feature, I've heard about this too, a feature film about his life could be in the works. But Willie says, he's too busy living his life to the fullest right now. He says, I've heard talk about this movie. So far, I'm not involved. And I'm not through with life yet. So hold off.
Settle down.
That's right. I'm sure he's friends with Dan Patrick.
So it's not always easy to find a ride in New York City, especially if you have fans chasing you down the street. Luckily, Hugh Jackman was able to catch a ride with a friendly stranger the other day. He flagged down a random car, hopped in, his bodyguard and the driver, well, they offered to take him over to 6th Street. Meanwhile, this may be the best thing that's happened to him in a while. His future ex-wife, Deborah Lee Furness, apparently in talks to write a tell-all book about their relationship and surprise split.
Sounds like he likes to jump into cars. It's a euphemism. Dolly Parton has a new hotel opening in Nashville coming in the spring. It will be called Song Teller and will feature two entertainment venues, Parton's Live and Jolene's, plus a Dolly Museum, Dolly's Life of Many Colors is what it will be called, and there will be a coffee shop called Cup of Ambition. Yeah. They've thought this one out right there with the marketing department. So, yeah, this ramps up pretty quick, and it will be in the heart of it, too. Blocks away from the Ryman there on Commerce Street. Really close to the Country Music Hall of Fame. 245 rooms right in the heart of Nash, Vegas. The new Dolly Parton Hotel will open up in the spring. That venue, Jolene's, will be on the 11th floor, too, so it doesn't get ground floor access. She's still got a bone to pick with Jolene.
We're going to have to walk, girlfriend.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, of course, all the rooms will have double beds.
Enough out of you, sir. More drama from the Cyrus clan today as Miley speaking out about her dad, Billy Ray. She says it wasn't really easy seeing him with Liz Hurley, but as an adult, she realized that her parents deserve to be happy as well. You know, he and Tish, were married for, what was it, like 33 years or something? They divorced in 2022. He had a short marriage to the singer Fire Rose, and, well, everyone is building bridges. Meanwhile, Miley also spilling that he used to smoke the Mary Jane on the set of Hannah Montana. Yeah, thanks, Dad.
That would explain some of the show.
And
not necessarily the sports. The Pacers beat the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. They avoid elimination, so that forces a Game 7 on Sunday. And even though nobody has cared about either this or the Stanley Cup finals this year, too, which are now over, both have been really good. In other sports news, Shedeur Sanders, Deion's kid, who was, you know, supposed to be a high draft pick and then slid all the way down to the Cleveland Browns. Well, he's had an interesting month there in Ohio. First of all, he was clocked at going 101 mile an hour in a 65. And then he was also clocked going 92 miles an hour in a 65. So two times this month. Yeah, Jerry's regretting the fact that he didn't draft him. He sounds like a Dallas Cowboy in the making right there.
Jeez.
So it's the sausage heist of 2025, KB.
I like it.
The Hormel Company, not pleased with the competition. That would be Johnsonville sausage. And is now claiming that someone stole their secret sausage recipes.
Mm.
Apparently a former employee sent some of these recipes to their personal email. They then quit and moved over to Johnsonville, then deleted said emails. Hormel has taken them to court and wants unspecified damages.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage gate.
Right.
Stealing of secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you said it's going to court?
Oh, it's going to court. I mean, it's tied up in legal and lawyer stuff, and they probably want it to go to court because then they get paid a lot of money. But
yeah, I don't know if anybody wants to see how the sausage is ultimately made, though, on that.
Yeah.
They say it's one of the signs of the apocalypse, and now all of the BTS K-pop band members have completed their military service.
Whoa!
Yeah, yeah. So get ready for a reunion in the spring, just in time for a Middle East war. And then Al Pacino says he was in line to play Han Solo in
Whoa.
The Star Wars films. But he didn't understand the script.
I got it, and I thought, this is so interesting. I don't understand it. But I said, I can't do something I don't understand. And of course, Harrison Ford, they gave it to him.
So it could have been Al Pacino as Han Solo.
I can't even imagine that.
But he didn't understand the script of Star Wars, so he turned it down. And evidently it was, Pacino said, the biggest offer he's ever received, at least at that time. That would have been an alternate universe of fun. That would have been, who is this? Why are we flying so fast? Why am I sitting next to, are you a bear? Hooah!
Waking up with KB and Haley.